京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
World View. The serious, the funny, and the bizarre from around the world.
Back on track. Australia. When Australia's horses were hit by an outbreak of equine influenza recently, it wasn't just the animals that suffered. Horse racing tracks around the country lost millions of dollars as officials banned the sport to stop the spread of the illness. It didn't take racetrack owners long, though, to come up with an alternative. Camel racing.Camels were first introduced to Australia in the 19th century to work in the dry outback. Races are still held sometimes to attract tourists. Now, camel racing has arrived at the big city arenas. Sydney's Harold Park held its first race in October 2007. Although no betting was allowed, the event was a big success. People haven't been out and about,And they just want to get out and see something race, Robert Vine, food and beverage manager at Harold Park, told Fox News.
In the news, in his new autobiography, British rock legend Eric Clapton talks in detail about how he has been drug-free for 2 decades after many years of using heroin, cocaine, and alcohol. Clapton says it was music that kept him going in tough times.Not necessarily playing, as much as just being conscious of it, listening to it, has kept me moving, he told National Public Radio.
Look into my eyes. Canada. They're big in Japan, and now they're big in Canada, too. Beauty specialists at the popular Tokyo Lash Bar are making normal women look more like their favorite movie stars by using a bit of fur and glue.Wearing extremely large false eyelashes is a hot new trend in Vancouver that's already spreading to Toronto. In the 1980s and 90s, many women got used to more natural makeup, Toronto-based makeup artist Diana Carrero told Maclean's magazine. Now, fashion's gone back to the 1940s. Think Rita Hayworth or Betty Davis. The man behind the trend, Shu Uemura, got Hollywood excited years ago,when actresses Shirley MacLaine and Elizabeth Taylor wore lashes he had made. Jennifer Lopez wore his fox fur lashes at the Academy Awards last year. For only $10,000, Uemura will sell anyone the mink and diamond version he made for Madonna.
Flying for Diamonds. Botswana. Looking for diamonds usually involves inspecting rock samples that have been taken from deep within the earth.But South Africa's De Beers Group was taking to the air in its search for precious stones. In 2005, an airship made by Zeppelin Luftschiffstechnik in southern Germany had been quietly sailing through the night sky above Botswana's Kalahari Desert, carrying high-tech sensors on board. The sensors can identify where there are slight differences in the Earth's gravity.A change in gravity means that a section of land has a different density from the area around it, which could be a sign that diamonds are buried under the surface. In theory, the sensors could be flown in a plane, but the speed, noise, and turbulence would probably result in less precise measurements. Indeed, the Zeppelin flew at night because the air was calmer then. The project, reported to cost as much as $10 million a year,is the only one of its kind in the world, perhaps because the idea behind it is so unusual. One would have to go far to combine a more romantic association than Zeppelin airships and diamonds, Nicky Oppenheimer, chairman of De Beers, told Forbes. But in September 2007, the Zeppelin airship was sent crashing to Earth by strong and severe winds when it was held in the air by suspenders tied to the ground. The accident happened at the exploration base set up in the vicinity of the Jianeng mine. The Zeppelin was not flying at the time of the accident. It is not known how long the Zeppelin airship, the most efficient diamond explorer in history, will still be out. The company commented that while this will, in the short term, impact on it, De Beers has other technologies which will enable the company to continue with the much larger and longer-term diamond exploration program in Botswana. And the fully insured airship, which is on the ground, poses no danger to the local community or to the environment.